President John Mahama has inspected progress of work on the 94-kilometer Takwa-Bugoswa-Yamfuri Road. According to the managing director of Reynolds Construction Company Limited, Shaha Sasporta, the contractor, the project to be completed in December 2015. Currently, work is ongoing on the 20-kilometer section of Bugoswa-Yamfuri Road. He was optimistic that the work will be completed on schedule. The project consultant, Chandra Solanki, said the EU grants for the road will expire next year, but the Ministry of Finance has put in a request for extension of the grant. President Mahama pledged to intervene through the head of the EU delegation to Ghana. Said the year has more.
Yes, President Mahama was in Takwa, was in Bugoswa to inspect. President Mahama was in Bugoswa in the Prisia Honi Valley district of the Western region as part of his working regional tour. And President was here specifically to inspect the progress of work on the Takwa Bugoswa Ayamfuri 94.4-kilometer road project. The history about this road project is that since 1992, it has been mentioned during every budget. And so in 2011, March 2011 to be specific, the late President, Professor John Evans Atta Mills, cut the sod for the work, you know, for construction work to begin on the road. According to the contractor and the consultant for the project, due to a number of challenges, the work actually delayed. And so this morning, President Mahama, you know, had a short ride on the road to inspect the progress of work. And he also interacted with the consultants and the contractors. From there, the president addressed a DEBA. But before that, a representative of the Wasa Siasiman, you know, traditional council, is Nana Kwesi Sumpre, you know, outlined a number of challenges confronting the district, and he mentioned the need for College of Education and also support for UMAT, you know, to construct a number of education facilities. And he also mentioned the need for a polyclinic, and the president said it is the plan of the government is to provide every district with a district hospital as well as polyclinics. And so the Bugoswa area will be given polyclinics to be constructed by the government. But President Mahama first, you know, thanked the people for their support and encouragement. He said he will come back to visit the people when, you know, some of the promises that the government made to the people, you know, are fulfilled. The president said the gas pipeline project is also comes through the Wasaman area and to also create jobs for the people. And the president, you know, expressed gratitude to everybody and hoped that he will return to the area, you know, to complete or to inaugurate a number of the projects that, you know, the government has promised the people.
So you have just said that he inspected the road at he inspected the Takwa Bugoswa-Yamfuri Road. Now, what was his impression? Was he satisfied with the progress of work?
From judging the president's mood from the briefing that he had, you know, from the consultant and the contractor, the president was hopeful that the 2015 deadline will be met, and he said that he will keep on pushing the contractor, you know, to finish the project on schedule. The project contractor also told the president that yes, it is likely the project will be completed in 2015, but then that will depend on the availability of funds and also the weather condition. If it continues to rain heavily, that would, you know, prolong the completion date for the project. And so the president was sure that, you know, he took the words of the contractor and the consultant, you know, and hoped that the project will be completed on schedule. That this he stressed when he met the people, which it was also a concern of the people, but the president assured them that he has been assured that the project will be completed in 2015. And so he's going to be on the neck of the contractor to make sure that the project indeed is completed on schedule.
Now, the president also expected to cut sod for the construction of the T3 plant at the Takwa Dihabo.
Yes, the president from Bugoswa will move straight to Takwa you know, as you have said, to cut the sod for the Takoradi port expansion project. It is also another project that the president informed the people of Bobosu that he will be going. So I can confirm that the president from Bobosu will go to Takoradi to cut sod for the project.
You heard presidential correspondent Seth Eyia.